Shalom, brethren. I am Brother Paul Sim from Singapore. Let us continue with the sharing on delight yourself in the Lord. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you very much for your love and care for us. We pray for your anointing on us, Lord, and may you help me, Lord, to break down this sharing and touch the hearts of your children, O God. I commit it to you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask, Amen. We see the mercy of God for Ruth, how she being a Moabite from a nation that is hostile to Israel, became an unlikely recipient of God's grace because of her willingness to make a stand and have that loyalty to give up everything for God. She rejected the Moabite gods when she declared, "Your God will be my God." Her daily obedience to glean in Boaz's field are actions that reflect her obedience to the Mosaic laws for the poor. When we become a Christian, it is important for us to study the Word of God and obey the teachings daily, just as Ruth followed Naomi's guidance and God provided a redemption through Boaz. We turn to the book of Ruth, chapter 3, verse 1. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, "My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee?" Verse 9, and he said, "Who art thou?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, thy handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thy handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman." Verse 10, and he said, "Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast shewed more kindness in the later end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich." Here we see Naomi, her love for her daughter-in-law, and seek rest for her. And she gave guidance to her and asked Ruth to approach Boaz and ask him to cover and spread his skirt over her. And we see here in verse 10 how God saw how Boaz proclaimed that her later actions is demonstrating more kindness compared to the beginning. She has totally surrendered her life and never take into any consideration or thoughts about herself, but dedicated, fully surrendering to God. And Boaz saw it in her, and he was really touched by that sacrificial life that Ruth has demonstrated. Ruth's purity and integrity is beyond Boaz's expectation. She could have gone for younger men, you know, gone for other people with status, but that character in her, that integrity, that love, that willingness to obey, even to the extent of helping to restore Naomi's family line, the willingness to lay down her life for others is an example exactly like the way our Lord Jesus Christ has come down to lay down his life for us. And this is the way we can see in Ruth's life that we as believers, how we ought to delight ourselves in the Lord. It is to follow the example of Ruth in obedience, in love, in loyalty, until the life of our Lord Jesus Christ can be manifested in us. And it will come as a confirmation from others, from Boaz, when he saw the life of Ruth, the how much filial love, obedience, and willingness to surrender. This is how we can actually delight God. And if you notice, Ruth saw the kindness in Naomi, her faith in God, her concern and care and in asking her and her sister-in-law to go back to their homes. And this has converted her to give up everything to follow the God of Naomi. In 1 John 3:16, it said, "Herein perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." We see here the importance of putting God first and putting our brethren first before us. Our Lord Jesus Christ came and laid down his life for us. He's the firstborn of many brethren. And here in 1 John 3:16, the Apostle John also told us that how can your life show the love of God? It's within each and every one of us. If we can be like our Lord Jesus Christ, to lay down our lives for the brethren. Indeed, when Boaz looked at how virtuous Ruth was, how great a treasure she is, looking at how she surrendered everything for her mother-in-law, in the eyes of Boaz, this is a great jewel, and that is what we want to be doing in order to delight ourselves in the Lord. In Ruth chapter 4, verse 10, "Moreover, Ruth the Moabite, the wife of Mahon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gates of his place. Ye are witnesses this day." Here we see Boaz declaring in front of the 10 elders how he will be the kinsman redeemer for Ruth. And Ruth chapter 4 verse 13 to 15. "So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the woman said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, a nourisher of thy old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loved thee, which is better to thee than 7 sons, hath borne him." Praise the Lord. Truly, if we are to be able to delight ourselves, if we want to delight ourselves in the Lord. You can see here the story of Ruth, how we ought to lay down our life for one another, her sacrifice for Naomi, in order to restore the lineage of Naomi's husband. And she even went to the extent to take care of her in her old age and to love her. And as stated here, Ruth is better than seven sons. Truly, brothers and sisters, we are all walking in this walk. Daily, we should ask ourselves how we can delight ourselves in the Lord. And if we can see the amount of self-sacrifice Ruth has set for us, and the kind of love and the kind of humility and integrity, the kind of service to serve, how much more we ought to be like her. And it is demonstrated and shown by our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord came, and deep in Him, He is intent is to obey the Father and to serve Him. So for us, we must always remember this and ask ourselves, if the Lord has given up everything for us, what is it in us that we must do to give up to be like Him? If you want to delight yourself in the Lord, you must know that you have to daily build up a relationship with Him. In this way, we will be able to ask each moment, each experience that we encounter every day, how much we can and how much it means to demonstrate the love of God, demonstrate God's truth, and shine forth the life of Christ in us to the unbelievers. Truly, God is always there for us, and God will always teach us. Let's close with a prayer. Lord, truly we thank you, Lord, for the example of Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz that you have given in this recorded in the book of the Old Testament for our learning. And truly, Lord, let us reflect our own lives, how we can find our actions, our service to you, Lord, to repay for all that you have done for us, to delight in thee. Lord, may you break this word down to the hearts of my brothers and sisters. We want each day of our lives be a life of a service to you, a life where we can delight, Lord, in serving others, in having compassion and love for others, in order, Lord, to touch thy heart, your heartstring, Lord. God, truly, Lord, give us more compassion, Lord, more love, and fill us, Lord, with the character, Lord, of our, with thy Holy Spirit, Lord, to serve thee. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.